Welcome to On the Couch. We are sorry, but we are experiencing technical difficulty. Due to those issues, we are going to replay one of our popular episodes. Thank you.
This is On the Couch, your connection to the world of mental health. Exploring all things related to daily living. Your hosts, Benny Massey, LPCC, and Earl J. Bell, LCSW.
Well, it's another evening and time for another episode of On the Couch. My name is Earl Bell.
And I'm Benny Massey, and you are on the couch.
And tonight we are going to be looking at loss and grief and the different feelings and emotions that people go through with the loss of something significant in their life. And also we will kind of debunk some of the common myths that people see or think about loss and grief.
And we want you all to be able to call in if you feel the need to. The number you would call is 319-527-6060. Again, that number is 319-527-6060.
And when you call, you will be put on hold. You will be able to continue to listen to our broadcast through your telephone. So we will, you know, be happy to have you call and join in the conversation on the couch.
And we'll take questions or comments if you want to present or say anything or just ask questions. Please feel free to do so.
And during this process, we want to also let you know that if you have lost someone recently or experienced some type of loss, it's important. If you want to call us, that's okay, but it's important to also be aware and reach out to a therapist. And hopefully, after our broadcast tonight, you will be able to have a better understanding of what you're going through and realize that maybe it is best for you to reach out to a therapist, a professional in the field. So, with that being said,
let's talk about loss and grief.
Let's kind of first, I think it's important to kind of identify grief and, you know, what is grief and how do we know what's normal and what's not normal?
Well, there are many forms of grief, and most of us look at grief as losing a significant loved one, like a mother, a grandparent, a husband or a wife, a child. But there are other types of grief, too. Losing your health. Losing your job, retirement, going into retirement, selling your family home. There are all types of grief. Losing a pet. A pet is very important to a lot of us. So these are all types of grief that could affect you and where you might be feeling a certain way.
I think one thing that you brought up as well that's really important, it's more than just someone passing away that can trigger the feelings of loss and grief. And you mentioned losing a job. I think that's real important for a lot of people these days because a lot of people will identify with their job, you know, and so once you lose that, it's almost like a loss of an identity as well. You also mentioned selling the family home. I think that is really important as well because as, you know, people start getting older, they have to move into like assisted living or those type settings, that means that the family must then sell the home.
And this can be very difficult on us because we make a lot of memories in those homes. We have a lot of barbecues and family events. And once that home is gone, to a lot of people, it's devastating and it can be difficult to deal with.
I think one thing to be aware of as well is whenever you do experience a loss, you're going to have feelings different than another person who experiences the same loss. I think it's important to understand that those feelings that you have are really important, and it's important not to feel ashamed about those feelings, and also to understand that, you know, there's an appropriate way to grieve about different things as well.
And it's important to know there is no normal timetable for grieving. People grieve differently. Some people, it might take a couple of months to 6 months. Some people, it might take a year. Some people might grieve over that time limit. There is no specific time to go through the process of grief.
And I think it's important in that regard to be patient. Don't feel like you have to move through the process quicker or slower. Just move through it at your own natural pace, at what is comfortable for you. That's the important thing.
And don't feel like there's something wrong with you if you're continuing to grieve a year or more after the loss has occurred. It's okay. And I highly recommend, if you need a shoulder or someone to lean on, by all means, go to a trusted friend or a family member, express yourself, seek out the support you need to get through it.
Yeah, and with that being said, before we move on, we've got a little clip we're going to play about loss and grief. So it's a little over 2 minutes. So listen to this and we'll get back with you.
Grief is a normal, healthy response to the loss of someone or something significant. The thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that characterize grief are part of a healing process that takes time and patience to work through. We typically associate grief with the death of a loved one or the breakup of a long relationship. But other forms of loss or change can trigger grief, such as death of a pet, personal illness or disability, job loss or retirement. Just the prospect of loss or change, such as a loved one's terminal illness, can trigger grief. Sudden traumatic losses, such as unexpected death or experiencing a natural disaster, can be particularly painful because there's no time to prepare for them. Our responses to loss and change are highly personal and are influenced by our personality, temperament, cultural background, and a host of other factors. The intensity and duration of grief also varies considerably between individuals. The period immediately following the loss change is typically characterized by the most overwhelming and omnipresent symptoms, or acute grief. These painful emotions should lessen over time. Symptoms that persist without improvement or worsen over time are cause for concern. In this state of complicated grief, a person is unable to function normally and may even entertain suicidal thoughts. Targeted therapies such as complicated grief treatment, CGT, which combines cognitive behavioral therapy techniques, CBT, with aspects of interpersonal psychotherapy, have proven to be particularly effective. Antidepressant medications may be helpful in some instances, but only in combination with therapy. The goal of grieving is not to eliminate all the pain or memories of the loss. Rather, it is to reorganize one's life so that the loss is no longer the center of it, although it may remain an important part of it.
And that was an explanation of loss and grief. We want to, again, encourage you to call us at 319-527-6060. And like I said at the start of the show, we're also going to look at some of the myths that people have regarding loss and grief.
Now, one of the myths, Earl, and our listeners, is that the pain will go away faster if you ignore it.
Yeah, and I hear that a lot. You know, if I just move on and put it behind me and don't think about it anymore, then I'll feel better and it'll go away and I won't have to deal with it anymore. The biggest problem with that is that if you don't deal with it, it's still going to be there. Those feelings and thoughts that you have. And so maybe someday when you're driving down the road and someone cuts you off, you might get angry and just overreact to the gentleman cutting you off on the road, when really what you're reacting to are those feelings that you haven't dealt with yet about the loss and grief. And that would be the pain surfacing again. And it just gets worse in the long run if you don't deal with it. So it's really necessary to face the grief and deal with it actively and head on, instead of trying to just ignore it and it will go away.
Another myth is it's important to be strong in the face of loss.
Yeah, and you know, that just kind of comes from the old, you know, you can deal with it, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And I think it's important, like you said earlier, that feeling sad or lonely it's normal for people to feel that way. And a lot of times, and I've heard this, and I'm sure you have as well, if I cry, that means I'm weak. That doesn't necessarily apply when you're going through feelings and emotions that you don't know how to explain. Sometimes crying is the best way. And also to be strong, a lot of people take that to mean that I have to put on a brave front so that my family and friends, so they will feel better as well. But realistically, if you show your emotions and feelings, it can help them be more comfortable in showing their feelings and emotions as well. Whereas if you're putting on that brave front, they might think the same thing, like, wow, if he's doing it, I need to do it as well. And then nobody really deals with their feelings and emotions.
That's true. And with the crying, I know that a lot of people who lose a loved one, a pet, or they're going through the grieving process feels like if they're not crying, it's insignificant. If you don't cry, it means you aren't sorry about the loss. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's important as well. And that's kind of going to the opposite end of the spectrum, you know, because some people will cry and that's okay and that's normal. But again, I go back to what you said early on in the broadcast that people are going to respond differently to the loss and grief process. And so if someone does feel like crying, that's okay. But that's not the only way to respond to the loss of a loved one or the loss of a situation. People who don't cry could be feeling those feelings and the pain the same as others, but, you know, they just have different ways of showing those feelings and pain.
Understandable. And many people believe if you lose someone of significance, you're going to be grieving for a year or more. What do you think about that?
Well, my thing about it is, and this is something that is really important for people to take from this broadcast, there's no time frame on how long grieving should last. It differs from person to person, and it also differs on the situation of the loss. You know, I mean, it could be to where that, you know, when you lose your job, you have that loss and grief feeling, but when you get a job next month or 6 weeks or 6 months, that can help with that grieving process as well. Whereas if someone passes away, you might grieve a little longer than if it's just something like losing a job. Because obviously, if someone passes away, there's not going to be anybody there to take their place. Whereas with the job, you can eventually get into another job and hopefully move forward that way. And it depends on how long it takes for you to get through the grieving process, more so than any specific time.
One of the things that I've noticed is people say when you move on from your loss or your grief that you're forgetting that person or that individual. What do you think about that?
Well, and I hear that a lot myself, Benny. And moving on doesn't necessarily mean that you've accepted the loss, but it doesn't mean that you're forgetting it either, you know? It can mean in a way that you have accepted the person is not there anymore, but doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to forget about that person or about the event that happened. I think most people are able to move on from something, but still keep the memory going of the person or whatever the situation was that you lost. And those can be an important part of your life that you're not going to forget, but you do want to carry on the memories as well. And memories can become more and more integral to defining the people who we are as we move forward from that loss and grief situation.
And I agree with that. And I want to say, I want to reiterate and say strongly that moving on is something that we need to do when we have a loss and a grief. It's imperative that we are able to move on. Never to lose the memories of the person we loved or the situation or whatever it is that loss is for you, but to say goodbye and go on with your life and be productive in your life and live your life. So I don't want anyone who is able to move on or feels guilty about moving on to have that feeling. I want you to know it is okay to be able to move on. It's important to be able to move on.
It is totally. And I think the thing about moving on, it's important to realize also that there are different stages that people go through when they're going through the grieving process. And that was put out there by Kubler-Ross years ago. If you've been in therapy for loss and grief, you've probably discussed these different stages, and without knowing, Kubler-Ross was the one who kind of put them out there. But I think it's important to kind of look at those and how they, you know, function within the individual.
One of the first stages of grief is denial.
Yeah, and I think the important thing about denial, it's one of those stages that helps an individual survive the loss, because when somebody passes away, you kind of lose sight of what the world is means to you, and it can kind of be overwhelming, and things around you start to not make sense when someone passes away. So we're kind of always in a state of shock, and sometimes even get kind of numb feeling. So the thing is, when you start having the denial, it helps you understand and make, you know, survival possible. It helps you to pace out your feelings of grief as well.
And it's a natural response to your reality. Something has shifted, something that you are not accustomed to, and that would be a natural response to deny it, to push it away, to not want to accept it. It's very normal to have this response.
Yeah, and I think as you move through the stage of denial, some of the feelings that you have and you deny will start to surface, and that's when, you know, you kind of start looking at the other stages.
Like anger. Why is this happening to me? Who's to blame for this? And a lot of times, you know, there's no one to blame for it. It's just an occurrence that we all have to face and deal with as a part of living in this world. So anger is another emotion, another response that we are going to go through when we deal with loss and grief.
Yeah, and it's also important to realize when you're going through the anger, you're going to maybe be mad at the doctor who was overseeing your loved one, or you may be angry at your neighbor, or even angry at some of your friends, even family. And it's important to realize that, you know, that anger is a normal stage. Some people, even if they're strong in their faith, may at some point say, you know, I'm angry with God. Why did God let this happen? And that's where it's really important to understand that underneath all the anger is really an emotional pain. And, you know, along with that anger, you can also start to feel abandoned. But I think the thing about it that's really important is people in society are afraid to express anger, because if you express anger, then the world looking in at you is going to think there's something going on with you. But I do think it's important to appropriately express your anger and speak to someone about it as well.
Bargaining is yet another stage. And bargaining is, as it sounds, making a deal. If you could just bring my loved one back, I'd be different. Or I treat them different, or I would do everything correctly. It's a stage that the grief process that we go through in the grief process, and it's a very normal stage as well.
Yeah, and that's one of the common ones. Usually, is someone will try to bargain with God. They're like, "Please, God, I'll never be angry at my wife again if you let her live, or if you let her come back. Let me wake up tomorrow and feel like this was just a bad dream. And I'll be the best person you've ever seen. I'll start helping the poor people, start feeding the hungry, start reaching out to those who need me, if you would just let this be a bad dream." But unfortunately, it's not a bad dream. And that's where, you know, the bargaining kind of keeps the guilt going as well. Because if I can bargain my way into this or out of this grief, then, you know, hey, I don't have anything to be upset about.
The next stage is depression, and it is withdrawal, not wanting to take care of yourself, take care of your responsibilities. You go inward and you stop talking. And these are stages that are a part of grief that everyone goes through. So we want you to know that that too is a normal response to grief.
And I think it's also important to understand that the depression that you're going through after a loss or some grief that you're encountered, it's important to understand that that's different than the mental illness of depression. The symptoms can be the same, but the important thing is to understand that it's not triggered by, you know, everyday life situations. It's triggered by something traumatic that has happened to you and something that is abnormal that does not happen every day. You know, and that's why the depression in this way can be looked at as normal and an appropriate response.
The final stage and most important stage that we want to emphasize is acceptance. And that's the stage where you have come to grips with your loved one, your situation. You've accepted it. You have dealt with it. You have made it a part of your reality. And that's where the healing begins.
And I think it's important as well to understand that most people, even though they've accepted it, the loss of a loved one or a certain situation, that doesn't necessarily mean they're okay with the situation. It just means that they accept the reality that that person or that situation is real. And the fact is, if it's a loss like a death, that's when the person finally accepts that that individual will no longer be here with us. And, you know, that's how they move on as well. They start to live and enjoy your life. And then again, you start feeling that in doing so, you're betraying the loved one. But then you have to realize that once you accept that that person's never going to be there with you again, it's important for you to move on and enjoy your life.
And another way of looking at grief, we talked about the stages, but you can look at it as being on a roller coaster, ups and downs and continuous. And you might be years into the grieving process and attend a wedding or family function where memories return and you feel very down and feel very sad. And that's normal. We want you to know these things will occur.
And if these things occur and you happen to feel overwhelmed by the feelings that you're experiencing at the wedding or the event, I think it's important to be aware. And if you need to, reach out to friends, neighbors, or like Benny said, find a support system.
Very important to do so. I wanted to talk to you all about some techniques that we try to utilize in therapy for loss and grief. It's very important, primarily, that we support our clients and be there for them. Oh, we have a call, so we're going to take it.
Okay, caller, you're on there. What's your first name?
Shannon.
Okay. Do you have a comment or statement you'd like to make for us tonight?
I just want to say that I appreciate this. First time listening into anything like this. Normally, I wouldn't do that, but Benny has played a role in my life, so I kind of like just wanted to hear what he had to say about grief. And I lost my brother after taking care of him for 17 years. The final year I didn't take care of him, he passed away. So I held a lot of, like, guilt. Like, that was my fault.
Well, I'm glad that you called, and I'm glad that you're listening. I'm glad that we are a support to you. And it's just good to hear, because I, too, have recently lost someone, so I understand what you're going through. It's a difficult process to deal with.
Have you reached out since the passing of your loved one to a therapist to kind of work you through some of the guilt that you're experiencing?
No.
Okay. You know, and my thing about it, because I think it's really important that you understand that a lot of times those feelings, emotions that you have are kind of normal for people who have lost someone.
Absolutely. And if we encourage you, again, it might not be a therapist. It can be a friend, a family member, but just to look for and search for those support systems that you have, because people are willing to help and be there and get you through this process.
One thing as well to be aware of, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but sometimes when you go to family members to express your grief or even your neighbors, a lot of times people are uncomfortable talking about loss and grief. So that's why I think, like Benny said, it's important to find someone who you can talk to, who will listen to you.
Do you feel like you have someone that you can go to and speak to?
Yeah, my best friend's great. She lost her mama too. She was 16. So, I mean, she's been through a lot of it and different losses, but she's been great with helping.
I think that's awesome too, that you found someone who has experienced the loss and grief as well, like you have. And that way you guys have something in common that you can share with each other, and you can share the growing process as well with each other. I think that's awesome. So
absolutely.
Great job.
And I want to tell you something. You are our first caller. And because you are our first caller, we're going to have to get in touch with you somehow, some way, because you're going to get we've got your number, and you're going to get an On the Couch t-shirt.
That's awesome.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it means a lot. Y'all had me crying because, I mean, everything y'all say is, you know, it may be something that y'all experienced or not, but it made me feel like, wow, they're talking to me.
Yeah, and thanks for calling in as well. But I want to say, because you said something that's real important, you felt like we were talking to you. And I think that's awesome. It really is. And thank you for sharing with us what you're going through. Well, I think the thing that's really important is if you share with other people, you can be a support for them, even if you don't realize you are supporting the individual. Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
and please continue to listen and call in whenever you please.
For sure. Thank you all so much.
Okay. And we'll be in touch with you in just a few minutes to get your address to send you out the t-shirt.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, so we're kind of running short on time, so let's kind of recap what we've been through today. You know, we've kind of looked at the different stages people go through, and as our caller even said, you know, sometimes when you hear people talking about the loss and grief, you can feel like they're talking specifically to you, and I think it's important, if you were listening tonight and you've been through something like this, that you realize there are people out there who want to listen, who want to care, and who want to help you through the process. It's important, though, to realize that you're not alone, and there are people there who will be there for you.
And don't hold it in. There are people that care and want to be a support system to you. And a lot of times when you're going through loss and grief, you kind of don't want to be a Debbie Downer. You kind of don't want to say too much. You want to keep a happy face. But it's important for you to open up and let people support you.
And be sure and express your feelings and emotions that you're experiencing, because it's important for whoever you're speaking with to know where you're coming from. And don't feel like it's abnormal what you are feeling or what you are saying, because it's like Benny said at the start of the broadcast, everybody goes through loss and grief in a different way, and it's important for you to understand that you're not alone and you can move on from this.
We are so happy. Tonight we got our first caller, and we're going to continue to be broadcasting on this podcast, On the Couch. We encourage you to call us at 319-527-6060. Again, that number is 319-527-6060.
And as we wrap up, it's like we said, we're going to send a t-shirt to that caller, but also we want to encourage you to listen, because as time goes on, we will be giving away different things like this lovely coffee mug that I'm sitting here drinking of. Benny, what do you think about this coffee mug?
I love it.
It's an On the Couch coffee mug. Your friends and neighbors will be asking you, where did you get it? So be sure and listen in. And again, we hope that everything's going okay for you, and we'll be here next week.
Please call in and check with us on the couch.
You all take care.